It's the morning, Y94 Flush, the Format Friday with Mance Automotive Service Center. So it's actually kind of ironic because yesterday there was a viral story of a bride that was being called the opposite of a bridezilla. And how considerate is she? Because she was basically looking for some really drastic things she could do to make her wedding as cheap and pleasant for her friends and bridesmaids as she possibly could. Now there's something else that's getting shared around, a different bride that is going viral and getting attention for all the wrong reasons. Would you be willing to do this for your friend? One bride-to-be, along with her save-to-date, basically sent a suggestion to her closest friends and bridesmaids. Apparently not everybody on the guest list got this, just the people she thought, you know, basically owe it to her. Basically, she talked about how since her childhood, she's had a vision for her wedding in mind. And while she has some funds set aside for said wedding, you know, she really could use a little bit of help. And rather than to lean on their parents to try to pay for her dream wedding, she has selected her close-knit circle of friends and bridesmaids to help her achieve her dreams. And all it's going to cost them for her to have her blowout dream wedding is $1,500. So for the one-time gift of $1,500, you could help her have the wedding of her dreams.
Oh, and each?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Per friend. All of her friends got this. And she said that because you would be giving her the $1,500 now to spend on her wedding, you shouldn't feel obligated to buy her a gift to the wedding, but you can still buy something small if you'd like to. And she'll make a registry of small things special just for those friends. Would you send that friend $1,500?
Never. And I think that if you're in a position where you can't afford a crazy wedding, then you shouldn't have a crazy wedding.
Yeah.
And don't plan on, like, yeah, asking your families for help. Do what you can afford. There's so many different ways that you can do it cheap. And asking friends and, like, close family for money is a terrible thing to
do. Yeah.
Now, I want to know what her idea is that she needs that much money.
Like a person is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, if she sent that to, let's get out the old calculator here. Windows, Cal.
Because you could do something outdoors, maybe. And if you want it, like, in your own backyard, make it smaller. And then you wouldn't need all that money. You'd still have everybody you wanted there.
How many friends do we think she has?
I'm guessing probably around, like, let's say 20.
If she sent that to 20 friends, that is $30,000.
That is crazy. And, you know, she didn't, like, she's saying, oh, like, her closest friends and family. No. She sent it to the people she knows is rich, right?
Probably,
you know, like,
yeah.
Kids she went to college with, but, like, is still kind of friends with, but not really, but knows has a lot of money. She sent it to the people she thinks is rich.
Well, and people that probably are going to feel weird. And not like, and maybe you would even just get guilted into sending it. Like maybe like your aunts and uncles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Grandma, you send that to grandma. Poor granny is going to go ahead and take out all her social security money to get you $1,500.
Like it just shows what kind of person she is if that's what she's expecting people to do.
Imagine sending that out yourself. Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Yeah.
And clearly. Feel awkward?
For sure, because
yeah.
You're a normal person who has some sort of remorse and guilt for putting people in a situation where they'd have to even deal with that. She clearly does not.
Well, and, you know, the whole, like, you don't have to feel like you're going to buy me a gift thing. I don't know how much you spend on wedding gifts. Are you spending $1,500 on anybody's wedding gift? I've never spent that much on anybody's wedding gift. Never.
We got, like, that kind of money from, like, aunts and uncles mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But we never assumed or we never asked the fact that they actually are. But then she is sort of also expecting a gift if she's saying, I've picked out a registry of small
little
things.
Mm-hmm.
What is considered little for her, though?
I'm curious to see. You know, it probably isn't. I'm guessing it's not what we consider to be little things, I would imagine. So she wants $1,500 just so she can have her blowout wedding from this circle of friends. So the next time you get a save the date in the mail, just be glad it didn't come with one of those, I guess. Flush Format Friday picks all morning long. Speaking of money, there is something that's being called the easiest way to save money that most people are completely unwilling to do. That on the way on the show, stupid stories as well, and your go-to excuse for when you're late in 10 minutes.
Y94.